Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We welcome in at this time Pirates General Manager Ben Cherington to the Fan Morning Show. Ben, good morning. How's everything?
Everything's great. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're great. We're great. Thank you so very much. I want to get right to it because I'm interested in this plan, the plan that you have that is constantly in the works, I guess, and we saw the latest transformation of it with Musgrove's trade. Is this akin to waiting for the cavalry to come? That is to say, and you were quite familiar with the last Pirate plan, I guess, when there was success. They were McCutchen was here, Walker was coming, Jordy Mercer, Cole, Marte, and those guys. You're waiting on everybody to kind of come to their apex and then sprinkle in Burnett and guys like that. Is that what you have in mind, that people want to hit sort of an apex all at the same time and in concert?
Yeah, well, you know, no team build is going to happen exactly the same way, but I think there's a constant, if you look around the league, the teams that win and win consistently, they build a base of talent that gives them a chance to, you know, first of all, develop and have really good players on their major league team, but also use players in trades to go get, you know, the other players they need or complementary, you know, players they need to, finish off a winning team. And so, and the teams that have been able to sustain that level of success just continue to reinvest in that young talent. So that's what we're trying to do, is just be fully committed to that. Obviously the draft and international free agency is a big part of that, will continue to be really important. But trades need to be a part of that too. And, as I said, yesterday on the call, you know, when you sign a draft pick or when you sign an international free agent, you can feel all good about it because you're only adding to the organization. When we trade, when we make a trade, obviously there's someone going away, and that's so there's a different emotion involved in a trade. Certainly respect Joe Musgrove and really admire who he is as a pitcher and as a person, as a teammate. But you know, we need to take advantage of these opportunities to build a level of talent we need to get to a winning team and then sustain a winning team in Pittsburgh.
Well, Ben, now the question is with the, and I guess you have an idea of what the minor leagues are going to look like, but there's still a lot of uncertainty there. What are some of the challenges now that you're acquiring talent, developing that talent with the minor leagues kind of in a state of flux?
Yeah, you know, certainly it was quite a bit different in 2020, and we expect, it'll still be a little bit different in 2021 too. We do expect that we're going to get more activity, more opportunities on the field with our players in 2021 than we did in 2020. But it may not look like we're accustomed to, going back years before that. So the good news is that our staff, our development staff, is, you know, working every day to find ways to connect with our players, to continue that development, to continue to help players get better, even off-site, even virtually. We believe our players have gotten better in the last 14 months or so, even with the relatively limited opportunities on the field. There are ways to do that. We certainly hope they're on the field more. But at the same time, what it's done is it's given us an opportunity to really look at our development process, the collaboration that's happening there, how we're helping players get better, continue to make strides in how we do that. We've got a group that, you know, literally is spending every day just talking and thinking about how to do that better. And they're sort of practicing that virtually right now with players. And hopefully soon enough we'll be back on the field with him.
No, I know the organization's hesitancy to use the word rebuild, but I will. I'll use it. Now, you have two 29-year-old middle infielders in Frazier and in Gonzalez. If you are going to rebuild or change the scope of things, what use do they have on the current roster, and are those two guys currently being shopped?
So as far as like how what word we're using to describe it, I'm really comfortable with, you know, the word you want to use. You know, I've heard, you know, seen different words applied to it. It's not going to change what we do. We have to build, be fully committed to building that base of talent necessary. And a lot of that's going to be through young players, acquiring young players and developing them. We have some of those on our major league team already that we see as part of that winning team. But certainly we need more. We're going to continue to add. But specific to your question about Frazier and Eric, you know, look, they're both good players. They're both guys who can handle the position really well defensively. Eric Gonzalez, you know, in our estimation, you know, one of the better just pure infield defenders in the league. He's still growing as an offensive player. We saw a little glimpse of what I think he can do early last year and then tailed off at the end, but he's a really strong defensive player. Adam Frazier is, you know, just a really valuable baseball player, a good defender, can play multiple spots on the field, gives a good at-bat. You know, numbers were down a little bit in 2020, but if you look underneath the hood, a lot of the underlying metrics were consistent with where he had been in the past as far as swing decisions and quality of contact. So, look, they're both good players. You know, we're going to stay open-minded. You know, the phone is on, and we get calls, we make calls, whether it's trades, free agency. We're going to continue to look for ways to put us in a stronger position between now and spring training, between now and the season. There's a lot to like about those two players you asked about, along with a lot of others, and we'll stay open-minded, but I have those guys on the team for sure.
Yeah, speaking of middle infielders, Ben, with Cole Tucker, of course, we saw him in the outfield during the shortened season. Does he project still as a middle infielder or an outfielder?
Yeah, you know, we've seen him over the winter, and, he's coming into spring training certainly with a mindset that he's a shortstop. That's where we want him to be. We want him to focus on, you know, continuing to improve as a baseball player, as a shortstop, and, you know, earn major league opportunity at that position. We think he's certainly capable of doing that. He's a very smart baseball player. He's got a great athleticism, great energy about him. He's been a solid performer in the minor leagues. He's still young. He's still developing as a baseball player, and we want him to do that at shortstop. You know, we know he's capable of playing other positions. If it makes sense for the team to have him move around to other positions, then, you know, Shelty and the staff will work with him on that. As you guys know, like, you look around the league, there just aren't too many guys who play one position anymore. There are some, but it's not too many. But at this point, with where Cole is, he'll come into spring training, and shortstop will be the focus.
It's obvious with the trade of Musgrove and with the minor leaguers that you have, the ambition maybe in 2, 3, 4 years. But if you can answer this question, as we're talking to Ben Cherington, Pirates GM, if a Pirate fan walks up to you, and I don't know, if you're not even allowed to be out in public or whatever, but if you talk to a Pirate fan now and they say, what's to be expected in 2021? What's to be expected from this baseball season? How do you answer that?
Yeah, you know, I do think about that and try to put myself in the shoes of that fan you're describing. And I was a fan, like, long before I did this job. So I think I can relate and empathize. First thing I would say is, like, you know, we don't know what our team's going to look like on opening day. There's a fair amount of runway still to go between now and April, and we'll see where we get to. But I believe strongly that, you know, number one, there are players on our team currently who really have a chance to help us be the winning team we want to be in Pittsburgh. And we're looking to continue to surround those players with, you know, better players over time and see those players continue to grow. But I think you can start to see that in our team now. Number two is, like, we need to continue to be a team that prepares extremely well, practices extremely well, goes into every game at 7 o'clock with, you know, prepared and believing we can win, executes well, you know, plays the game hard, plays the game the right way, and then whatever the outcome is, learns from that and gets better the next day. So with a winning team, you know, there's a talent build that happens. There's a talent development that happens. There's also a cultural development that happens within that room in terms of how we do things, how we practice, how we prepare, how we compete, you know, how we keep our focus on getting better. So I think as a fan, I want our fans to see that too, because that's really important. And a third thing would be, hey, like we're gonna have a lot of players in the minor leagues who are really important to us in our future. Some may be, you know, closer to the big leagues than others. You may see whatever the roster looks like on opening day is not likely to be the roster for the entire season. There are young players who could come up, who could earn their way up. But as a fan myself, I know one of the things that I've always sort of gotten excited about in following other teams is, like, you know, tracking that progress of players who may not be ready quite yet to help a team win but might have a chance to. And you can start to see that and track them, and that's a fun part of the process too. So I think that's what I would point to, is those three things. We've got players already on our team. We're going to be part of this winning team we're building. You know, we need to get after it every day, with our coaching staff, and just be really great at the practice and preparation part of it. That's sort of the cultural aspect of it. And then we got to continue to be, you know, fully committed to, you know, acquiring and developing young talent. And I think getting to know those young players, even when they're in the minor leagues, is a fun part of being a fan. And it doesn't always take that long for those guys to get there and be part of what we're doing.
Well, Ben, as I look at the snow flurries falling down outside the window here, what's the starting rotation? If the season started tomorrow, which of course it doesn't, but what's your projected starting rotation at the major league level?
I don't know. You know, we've got time to figure that out. We've got time between now and April. We certainly have, you know, a number of guys on the team currently who are candidates for that rotation, some of whom have had, you know, more major league experience as starters than others, and, you know, probably go into spring training with a little bit of a leg up. We've got other younger pitchers on the team and who will be in big league camp who, you know, we'll get an opportunity to and look. And then we would like to add to our starting pitching mix between now and spring training. I expect we'll be able to do that either through free agency or trade.
Ben, I remember way back, Gregory Polanco was just at a mini camp. He was a minor leaguer, and he walks off the bus, and a couple of us are standing there. People go, my gosh, who is this kid? When he was just a young pup, and he looked like Dave Parker. But now he's going to be 30 years old pretty soon. He's someone who's never really kind of lived fully up to the potential. What's gone on with him, and kind of what's the future of him here in Pittsburgh?
Well, I think injuries have been a big part of what's gone on with him. That's a big part of the story. And, you know, if you look at sort of his injuries over time, the time he's missed, I mean, largely they are collision-related, traumatic incidents on the field, sliding, colliding, getting hit by pitch, et cetera. Those are the types of injuries that we classify as sort of less controllable. For a player, you know, if a player is getting, you know, sort of having constant soft tissue injuries, things like that, I think, you know, we'd want to look at, okay, how are we maintaining ourselves? You know, what's our conditioning, like that kind of thing. You know, hopefully those things are a little bit more controllable. When you run into things on the field or get hit, you know, it's less controllable. And sure enough, happened again a few weeks back for him in the Dominican, sliding into a base and breaking a little bone in his wrist. So, those things have interrupted his playing time, and at some points, you know, interrupted it significantly, as in large chunks of time. So if you look at sort of where he was coming into 2020, in spring training 1.0, boy, we were really excited. I mean, you know, he looked healthy for the first time. He's moving around really well, looked strong. He was feeling good about himself. Thought he had a really good spring training. Then, of course, we had to shut down. We come back in July in summer camp. And, of course, he, you know, and looked good again, but then had to go into the COVID protocol. And right when it looked like he was sort of getting ready for the season and the swing of things, he misses a couple weeks and then comes back and gets thrown right into major league competition right away. It just looked like his timing was off the plate. And in such a short season, it was hard for him to catch up. So the numbers never got there. He did and still does hit the ball extremely hard, amongst the hardest in baseball, even in 2020. He's still moving around really well. He's running the bases well. His defense has been solid. Getting to know him as a player for the first time this year, you know, you never know. You know, you don't know guys really personally from a distance, and doing that, boy, I mean, just so. So appreciative of who he is as a person, just incredibly positive every day, energy, great teammate, a guy you want to be around. To his credit, he, you know, proactively told us, like, I'm going to play winter ball. I need to play winter ball. Not a lot of guys with his service and, you know, the kind of money he's making do that necessarily. He wanted to do it. We supported it. He went down to winter ball again, got up to a little slow start, but was just picking it up. He's starting to drive the ball, hit some home runs. At bats were improving, and sure enough, he slides into a base and breaks his wrist. The good news is that is a pretty minor injury. He should be fully recovered, or mostly fully recovered by spring training. So he's just going to have to get back into spring training and continue to get those at bats. Really, what it came to on last year is just he's making a little bit more contact on fastballs, which largely could just be a timing issue for him. I know he's aware of that and focused on it. But he's healthy, again, aside from the wrist, which should recover. Mm-hmm. He's healthy. His attitude's been great. So he's a guy we like being around and certainly rooting for and encouraged by.
Last thing for you. Do you have a commitment from when you took this job and even now, a commitment from ownership and the people that pay the freight, that if you win in this town, that you will be willing, that they will be willing, and you'll be able to add from that point on? Because, like, I don't need to see, and I don't think Pirate fans need to see, a time where you go to the wild card and then I go to spring training and see John Neese. I don't need to see that in the rotation the next year. Do you have that commitment from ownership that you can add if the getting gets good here?
Yeah, you know, I'm really confident about how, you know, Bob and Travis and myself are looking at this. I think we're aligned on what we're trying to be and what we're trying to build here. Certainly with the team, but just and then even across the organization. Ultimately, it's going to be up to baseball operations, and I lead baseball operations. It's going to be up to us to execute on that vision and make the right decisions and, again, build that talent base to the point where we can start winning and then add appropriately, whether that's through free agency or trade. And that'll be up to us. I'm confident that we're all aligned on what we're trying to do and confident. You know, I feel like I've gotten a lot of support already from Bob, from ownership, from Travis, and we're We got a real good collaboration going, and again, we're just going to have to execute well in baseball operations, and that's the fun part of it.
Ben Charrington, Pirates GM. Ben, we appreciate it. We thank you. We know you're a very busy man, and we will we'll talk again soon.
Hey guys, thanks. Have a great day.
Absolutely, you too. Ben Charrington, really, really, I thought it was really, really good stuff. I'm still puzzled as to Polanco's career. I mean that. I'm absolutely puzzled. You know the answer I like the most? We don't know the rotation. And I like that. I actually like that because it tells me that young guys might be able to fight for it and that actually young guys might pitch as opposed to guys being sort of grandfathered in, Jim. I like that a lot.
Yeah, but then he kind of threw in, though, we're going to add, you know, bringing in like the, you know, somebody like Derek Holland like they did last year.
Well,
but we'll see.
I'll see what happens. I like that a lot better than people being comfortable. And just being able to.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Business is open for Frazier. Absolutely.
His phone's on. You hear that?
Absolutely is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.